We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I just tweeted out the 7-hour window between, I guess, like 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock for the Bronx tonight. Man, this is a disaster. I mean, I don't know how the heck they're going to play. It's basically supposed to rain all night. There's only one more common off day for the Yankees and the Mets, and they're both in California when that happens. And that brilliant idea, what's his name had, Mike Axis of CBS Sports, that they should play the game in California, is maybe one of the worst ideas I've heard, or at least one of the worst ideas I've heard in the last 48 hours. I wouldn't say it's the worst idea ever, but it ain't great. So they just may have to wait to get this game in. And I'm telling you, you heard me out of the All-Star break. All I wanted, and I know it's not as great today as it was a few weeks ago, but all I wanted was DeGrom and Severino. What a sexy pitching matchup. Two guys who not that long ago looked like, if not favorites, but certainly part of the Cy Young discussion. Unfortunately for Severino, I think he's kind of out of it based on the last 5 or 6 starts. I think Chris Sale has taken command of it, especially if he's going to be healthy. So I don't think he's going to win the Cy Young, but Severino still overall has had a very good season. And his last start against the White Sox was certainly a lot better. Struck out 8 guys, pitched 7 innings, allowed 3 runs. It was a bounce-back performance after he put together the 5 bad performances in a row. But this is the matchup we deserve. We should have had it at the last Subway Series coming right out of the All-Star break. We never got it. We're going to get it tonight, and the weather looks awful. It looks like there's no shot they're going to play this game unless they just wait. And I'm telling you right now, just to my dad who's listening, who I'm going with tonight, to my wife at home, I will wait until midnight. Nah, you know what? I'll wait till 2 a.m. for this stupid game to be played. Because the only other option, if they can this game, they have 3 options. Number one is that crazy idea, let's make it up in California, which is awful. I mean, you talk about just getting a game in to play a game. I know there's a lot of transplanted New Yorkers in California, but that's not fair. And I don't think the Yankees want to do that because they lose the gate. Gate's completely gone. They have a sellout for this game tonight. That, I guess, is an option. Option two is to get some kind of creativity with a weird 2-game doubleheader featuring different teams, though I doubt that'll ever happen. And then the third option, which I'm not really excited about because I don't think it's going to be needed, is to play the game on the Monday after the season is over if they need it. But I just don't think they're going to need it. I don't think the Yankees are going to be a half game out of first place. I don't think the Yankees are going to be a half game up or out of a wild card spot. So the odds are they're never going to need this game. So if they don't play it tonight or make it up in some kind of creative way, it's just never going to happen. And that stinks. So hopefully they'll get this game in, Jacob DeGrom against Luis Severino. I haven't mentioned the Mets today because why would I? The only thing coming out of the Mets, which I have very mixed emotions about, is this whole David Wright thing. I have forgotten that David Wright existed. And I don't mean that in a mean way or a bad way, but I never think of David Wright when it comes to the Mets. When we talk about the Mets' future, I don't think of David Wright. The only time David Wright's name is ever mentioned is the idea that his insurance is covered, and so the Mets aren't paying his entire salary. But David Wright has worked his butt off, and David Wright wants to get back, and he wants to play baseball. And what his motivation is, that's up to him. Maybe it's just to play baseball. Maybe it's this need to fulfill the rest of his contract. I don't know what it is, but David Wright, who very easily, without even walking away from the money, could have quote-unquote retired without retiring, which guys have done. Prince Fielder has done. Albert Bell has done. We're just medically, they're just not clear to play, and so they can still get every dime, so they're not officially retiring, but they're done. And David Wright has worked, and he had rotator cuff surgery last year, and he's got to go through this whole thing to get his back ready to play in a baseball game. Whatever reason he's doing it for, God bless him. I mean, seriously, I'll never tell a guy he shouldn't do it. He wants to do it, go do it. But now he has gotten back to the point where he's playing in rehab games. Now, he got to this point last year. We forget about that. In August of last year, he got to this point. I probably said the same things. I kind of feel weird about it. I'm happy for him, but I don't think of David Wright as a Met. And he played 4 games and had to shut it down. And that's when he needed the rotator cuff surgery. I don't know what's going to happen this time. For his sake, I hope he gets through it. I hope he can play. But if David Wright comes back in September, first of all, I hate the fact that I've got to sit here worrying about how the insurance isn't going to cover it, and that's just going to give the another excuse for the Mets to be cheap, which I think goes through all of our minds, and that's a huge factor. And I don't want to sit here rooting against David Wright because the Mets are cheap. That's not fair. I don't want to have to do that. But the truth is, we kind of have to do that. And I don't want to do that. Because if David Wright is able to get back in September, that's cool. That's good for him if he's able to get back and play baseball in a game for the first time since 2016. That's great for him. But what if he gets back? What next? I mean, you can't think of him as a guy that can help this baseball team in any way. And the fact he's playing third base right now, and I'm sure David Wright, if he was told, look, David, you can't play third base. You never had a great arm to begin with. You got to change positions. You're going to learn first base. I'm sure he would do it. But the fact he's playing third base almost makes it feel like it's adult fantasy camp. Does that make any sense? That's the way it feels. It feels like it's adult fantasy camp where the Mets are saying, okay, fine, yeah, you made it back. Go play. Go to Port St. Lucie and play, sure. Because what are they going to tell? They can't tell him he can't. What can they tell him? They have to listen to him. The guy wants to play, he wants to play. But he can't come back and play third base. He didn't have a great arm in his prime. What's his arm now? You're going to stick this guy at third base? But what I think is going to be very interesting with this rehab is, does he hit? Obviously, number one is him getting through it and being healthy. That's obvious. We understand that. But yesterday in his first game back, he went 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. Don't want to read too much into it. But what if he's sitting here and he's 2 for 30? And what if he can't hit? Does he take it upon himself to say, boy, I just can't cut it. I'm going to walk away. What happens? I don't know what happens. And I like David Wright. You know, there were times in which I'd get on him, like I'd get on any player I root for. Sometimes I thought he was a little overrated by fans. So I've ribbed David Wright at times. But as time has gone by, I've started to love David Wright even more because David Wright is one of those few guys who played his entire career with the same team for this team. And that doesn't happen with the Mets. And you think about how it ended for him, it's kind of depressing. It's typical Mets. And I feel bad for him that it happened where, you know, he's 30 years old. He's 31 years old. He's still good. I get it. He wasn't the guy maybe he was in the early part of his career. But you look at what he did in 2013 and 2012 when he played. He was a productive player. He was fine. He's hitting .300. He had an OPS near .900. He's hitting home runs. He's fine. He's 30 years old. And from age 31 on, just completely falls off. Not only was he bad in 14, but he gets hurt in 15, but is at least able to come back for the postseason. He gets the World Series home run, hurt in 16, and here where we are. It's typical. It's almost as if you sit here as a Met fan and say, here was the guy that was going to the Hall of Fame, or at least had a chance to go to the Hall of Fame. That's how I'll phrase it. And at 30 years old, that's it. It goes back to what I've said many times. We are not allowed good things. You'll get teased with good things, and then the good things go away. And David Wright was one of them. So every time Wright makes this comeback, it makes me think of all this stuff. How he could have been a Hall of Famer. How what happened to him. How the contract turned out to be awful. It brings back all these old memories. But I wish him the best. I really do. Because David's always come across like a good dude, and he's a lifelong Met. There's not many guys you could say that about.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.